Okay, I want to talk a little COVID here this afternoon, just because we have the news today of this new strain being found in Illinois. I think it's called the so-called South African strain. And here to break it all down for us and plenty more is Dr. Michael Bauer, Medical Director at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Bauer, thanks for hopping on with us.
Good afternoon on this frigid Friday, John.
Oh,
how are you?
I know. It's got to be cold, too, on top of it, but that's okay. We'll get through it.
In Chicago, it's the winter.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Okay. You know, each person's individual and how much they worry or don't worry about things. What's your take on this new variant that we now and have expected to be found here in Illinois?
Well, I think one of the keys is, as you just hit on, it's not unexpected news. It was really a matter of when, not if, that. And we suspect that we will continue to see more of this variant, just like the UK variant. I think now it's been identified. We're probably about the fourth state, but I'm fairly certain it's more widespread than that. As more and more testing becomes available to do the genomic sequencing of these different strains, don't be surprised that you'll start hearing about more and more cases.
Right, because it's not like you just get a test for COVID and it says, yes, you have it, and it's this strain. I mean, this is a whole separate process to determine what the strain is. It's not, and it's not done with every single case. It's just they're done in much more isolated ways, right?
That is correct. There's really very few labs that are capable of doing this. More are starting to pop up, and there's two ways to go about doing it. One is random surveillance, where just random samples are sent to the sites that are able to do this to try and identify how many cases there are. And then there's going to be specific incidences where, let's say somebody had a history of COVID and now they have it again, and we're wondering, boy, is this a new strain? So we will actually pull that one and send it to a lab specifically to be looked at.
What about the vaccine with this? You know, we've been hearing different things. Oh, maybe AstraZeneca isn't as strong against this one. The other ones should be. I guess some of it we'll have to wait and see a little bit.
Exactly. I do think time will tell. But I still think it's very encouraging. Remember, these studies are done sort of in the lab, in test tubes, not in the human body. So while we look at how well the antibodies are able to neutralize the virus, we also have other mechanisms like our T cells that come into play. So I think the key on that is it may appear less efficient at neutralizing them, but it still works.
Yeah. Some days I feel like we've taken one step forward, two steps back. Lately, I've been feeling the opposite. I feel like we're taking two steps forward, and then there are these setbacks. Do you feel the same way? I mean, the numbers are, you know, cratering. We still have a lot of, you know, COVID cases. I think it was 100,000 in the United States, but we were topping 400,000 a day not all that long ago. I still feel like our needle is pointed in the right direction.
Yes, I think the two steps forward is a pretty good analogy there. Listen, COVID is around us, and it's a deadly disease for people. That's why you're still seeing the numbers that we are. If everybody recalls, there was a time not all that long ago where our biggest fear in the United States was the prediction of 200,000 deaths, that we could potentially see this. And unfortunately, we've more than doubled that, and the number is still rising. But we are making significant, significant headway with these vaccines, and we are getting closer and closer toward developing that all-important herd immunity, where the majority of the population is going to be immune from either getting COVID and certainly protected against getting any severe disease from it.
Yeah, it was almost really, I know the vaccine rollout, there's a lot of criticism of it, and sure, I mean, there's people that are way smarter than me that will analyze that moving forward. But I thought there was a really interesting stat that happened a while ago now, but pretty quick after the vaccine, that we have now vaccinated more people than had suffered or had been diagnosed, at least, with COVID-19. And the reason why that just felt so encouraging is that, yes, it's been a couple months, but boy, we've gotten these shots shots in arms pretty quickly, whereas COVID has taken all this time. If anything, it just continues to be one more argument for that's why we need these vaccines. We can get to herd immunity way faster this way and way less painfully than what some people had proposed by just letting it happen naturally.
That 1,000%. Some of the new predictive models with the ramping up of the various vaccines now have us hopefully achieving herd immunity sooner than we had anticipated, which would be a wonderful thing. We need those vaccines produced, and then we need to get them in people's arms.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you about the vaccine, and I have a messaging question, which I know that isn't necessarily your area of expertise, but, and this is not you, or it's not Dr. Kevin Most who I hear, but I watch other shows where, you know, immediately after someone says, oh, it has a question, oh, I got a vaccine, so did my husband, can we see other people? It's immediately met with, that's great news, but of course be careful, wear the mask, 6 feet distancing, which I get, like, there is still a chance you could get coronavirus even if it's less severe. There's a chance that you could spread it even after you've had the COVID vaccine. But do you think that we're underselling it a little bit? I mean, this really is a magic bullet in many ways.
Yes, it is. I think we are being cautious in advising everyone to still take potential precautions till the data ultimately plays itself out. I really believe while it may be possible for a fully vaccinated person to get infected, and infected doesn't mean you're sick, but infected and spread the virus, while that may be possible, it's much, much less likely than somebody that has not been vaccinated at all. You know, a recent JAMA article estimated that up to 50 to 60% of the spread is in asymptomatic people. That number is going to prove to be much, much less when you look at vaccinated people who really don't carry the same kind of viral load if they're exposed.
Yeah, and there's every time a new stat comes out about how many people are willing to take the vaccine versus not, I just wonder if we're doing a disservice by underselling it, whereas the messaging could be, look, yes, of course, there's a chance. It's minuscule. If you can get 20 million more people vaccinated because you brought them along saying this will change your life, this has the potential to make your life and everyone else's life so much better, that outweighs any risk of a minuscule chance of spreading it person to person after the vaccine.
Boy, John, we need you spreading that word. You know, as a pediatrician, I've spent many an hour counseling my patients and doing lectures on just that, the need for vaccines, that vaccines are safe, they save lives, and they're probably the single biggest medical breakthrough, really, in the last 50 to 75 years. And that's including, you know, heart surgery, brain surgery. Vaccines have saved more lives than anything else. And history has shown us that once a lot of those diseases of the past go away, people start to become more fearful of what they read on the internet than the actual disease itself, because it's become a thing of the past.
Yeah, I've just heard from a few people that they're not even anti-vaxxers, but they've heard a lot of it doesn't matter. I'm still going to have to wear a mask. I'm not going to be able to see people. For me, it's like, I just think that we should be celebrating this a lot. Well, of course, here's the warning. Wear your mask still at the grocery store. But like I heard one person say, my whole family is vaccinated. We're all healthcare workers. Can we gather together? And the person said, you should probably still wear a mask. And I get that maybe that's the case, but like I think in those moments we should be celebrating and say, you're all vaccinated, you've all passed through both vaccines, you've waited a couple weeks for it to reach its full strength, have at it at that point.
I think when you get together in small group settings like family members that keep their circles relatively tight and they're all vaccinated, they're more than 2 weeks out from their second vaccine, yeah, I think everybody would feel a lot more comfortable in a small setting like that, or going out to dine in a restaurant, et cetera. We will get to the point where we're not going to have to be wearing masks all the time.
Yeah.
We will get there.
Absolutely. I pull up now that on the Washington Post, they kind of do a tracker. At least 36.3 million people have received one or both doses of the vaccine here in the United States. 10.9% of our country partially vaccinated, at least 3.7% fully vaccinated. Some people look at those numbers, say that's too little. Some say we're right on track and they've ramped up. I imagine that we get a little better at this every day. Am I wrong in that assessment?
Well, I think our good governor just came out and announced that we hit a new record yesterday in vaccines in Chicago. I think we were just a tick under 100,000 vaccinations given yesterday.
One day.
Think about what our president has said now, you know, shooting for a million a day, and we're exceeding that. Those numbers are going to add up, and they're going to add up very, very quickly, because the more people that get vaccinated, the less spread there is going to be.
I just hope that while there might be a supply issue, and I guess I should say a supply lacking right now in terms of not everyone can, of course, go to Walgreens, CVS and get it today, I just hope we don't end up in a couple months with a demand issue where there's not enough people who want it. But that'll be a story for another day, and I'm sure we'll be able to cover it here. Dr. Bauer, I just do appreciate on this Friday afternoon, two steps forward, one step back. Let's keep it going, sir.
And let's hope for not any steps backwards.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's even more optimistic. Dr. Michael Bauer, Medical Director at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. He's been joining us on the Team Hochberg phone line. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Be safe and stay warm.
For sure. More coming up on WGN.